good. I guess any opportunity to get to go to an All-Star game, it's a privilege, and just gonna have fun with it.
You're gonna be able to play?
I hope so. Rehab's going well right now. Hopefully get on the ice here in the next week. I guess we kind of hit a spot where we don't really know what's going on right now, but it's just a matter of a couple days here. You can just hit a good streak and feel better and hopefully start skating.
Is it me?
Yeah.
And what is the issue right now? Is it putting, what's keeping you, I guess, off this?
I'm just not feeling the best on it. Just want to be 100% with it. Something that, I don't want to have, egging me on and later on in the year.
Have you had this before?
Nope, brand new.
When it first happened, did you think it would keep you out this long?
No. Just thought, a few days of rest would, help it. But, it hasn't really did much. So just got to, protect it.
What does being an All-Star mean for you?
Get to go out on the ice with guys that you always wanted to be on the ice with, like a McGinley and Sundin's and Lindstrom's, and have the opportunity to put on the same jersey with them and be a part of a fun weekend.
So this will be fun for you?
Well, anytime you get to go to an All-Star game, it's fun.
What your game this year? Bullock was talking about how the first 8 to 10 games were kind of a feeling out process, maybe. How happy are you with your play since then?
I think my play is, at the beginning it wasn't, right where I wanted it, but, I switched over and, turned the corner, and I thought it was going well and, happy with, the way things were. It could have been maybe a little bit better, but, I'm not really too sad with how I was, but, it only can get better.
Can you summarize your sort of years since you came here, the move here, the season for you, I mean, I know you're injured, but just, off the ice, you had a baby on the ice, the whole Jets thing, and now you're an All-Star. Can you just tell us what it's been like for you?
I guess the transition wasn't too bad. It was, coming here, it's, once you get to Winnipeg and you realize how small the town is and, how crazy the fans are around here, it's, you're getting into a hockey community, and that's something that, a lot of guys don't know what it's like, and outside the rink, it's everyone wants to talk hockey with you, and it's not the first thing we want to do is talk hockey. I just want to talk about other things, and but once you get to the rink and you're in front of a sold out crowd, it's nothing better than putting on a show for the fans.
Are you embracing that when fans come up to you, like you want to talk hockey, but is it different than Atlanta? Is it different than what you've been through?
I guess Atlanta, you didn't really talk about hockey. I guess they asked a few questions, but they didn't know enough to ask too many questions. And I guess in Chicago, it was, it got to be talking a lot of hockey, but, they kind of, talked about a lot of other things, though, too.
New coaching staff, do you think you're getting better as a player? I mean, it's your second All-Star game, but you still feel like you're getting better and learning lots from the well and everybody else in the coaching staff?
Oh, absolutely. I think every day you come to the rink, you can learn more and, get better things in your bag of tricks. And, that's just something that every day I come to the rink, I want to, learn something new or, figure out how to, whatever I have is make it better.
How is Charlie Huddy helping you this season?
He's good. He's, he doesn't say too much on the bench, but, he'll pull you aside and show you a few clips and, just teach you, small things. He's not going to go out of your way and try to change your game. He's going to, help you with what you got. And, he's smart. He's been around. He knows how to win. And, he'll just give you those smart little tips.
What are your expectations for the second half when you get back to
playing? I guess it would be, try to get this team into a playoff position again and, hopefully we can, get this thing turned around and, start on the right foot. It's not the easy time of the year right now, but, it's a learning curve. It's, teams that work together can, pull through this quicker and, get running.
Do you like the draft at the All-Star game? Or?
You know what? I don't mind that a defenseman can never get picked last. At least last year he couldn't. So, you know, it's not a bad thing. It's fun. It's you know, I think most of the guys enjoy it.
Did you do some lobbying the night before?
What's that?
Did you do some lobbying the night before with the captains?
Yeah, you try and you know, you try to see where you stand, which team might get picked by. But I guess last year was the first year, so no one really knew what was going to happen. So, but this year I think a few guys might be. Trying to buy some sodas before things happen.
What's it like being dad? How's that affected you?
So far it's been all right. I haven't had been playing or anything, so just hanging out at home and watching her sleep and eat. Oh yeah, I've had to do that.
More guys. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Coach will be right.